Now that brings us to chapter 29, and it opens with a tremendous verse here. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. God has so many ways of reproving a man, and he can keep going on in sin. I think of the fact that so many folk that in my experience were warned before judgment fell upon them, and it falls upon them in this life. I was walking down the street one night with a friend in Dallas, Texas. A big crowd was gathered around out in front of a theater. When we walked by, we noticed that there was a wrecked automobile there, and we stopped to look at the wrecked automobile, and believe me, it was really in a sad condition. So when I got back to the seminary, I was telling several of the students about it, and one fellow says, "Do you want to know the story of that car?" And I said, "Yes." And he told me that it was driven by a high school student and his girlfriend. And they had stopped by to pick up a girl that was going to a Bible class. And she said, "No, I can't go with you tonight." Well, they said, "Get your date and go with us." Said, "No." Said, "I'm going over here to Bible class, and I'd like for you to go." And they said, "We'll take you, but we're not going." So they took this girl over, and her boyfriend was already over at the Bible class. And so on the way over, she presented Christ to them, said, "You know, I accepted Christ at this Bible class, and you need it." And they just laughed. They let the girl out at the Bible class, and in 5 minutes after they did that, speeding down a street, a car came out, hit them, and killed both of them instantly. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, that without remedy. Korah in the Bible is an example of that. And Dathan and Abiram and Belshazzar and Jezebel. All of these are examples of that in the Word of God. And the Word of God is filled with that sort of thing. Now we have in verse 4. Well, let me take verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And we've had a verse where it speaks of the fact that when the wicked are in power, and a group of them, why, they never solve the problems, but one righteous man is able to bring blessing to a nation. And that's what we need in this nation of ours above everything else. We don't need men today that say they've got solutions for every problem, because we know that anybody that says he's got a solution for the problems of this world, he has to say it with a tongue in his cheek. What we need today are righteous men who will stand for the right at any price. And I believe that just one of them is better than a whole party, regardless of what party it might be. This is a wonderful proverb. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Verse 4, the king by judgment established the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthrow it. You know, David made this statement. It was in one of his psalms, a righteous ruler over man, a ruler in the fear of God. And this man, he had acknowledged in his own confession, "My house is not so." Only Christ is the king who by judgment will establish the land. The king by judgment establisheth the land. And that's the reason that the coming of Christ to the earth is the only hope that the world has today. And thank the Lord, the church is going to leave before he comes to the earth. That is the promise that he's given. And this matter of giving gifts, my, how that is figured in politics today. And that has no respect of parties either.